Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
How do we start today's program? Just like we do every program. We start with a hot, funky music track. Welcome and come on in to the TCT Artist Exchange.
Thank you.
huge shout out to the band Snarky Puppy for the opening track. The song is titled Take It, and it features guest keyboardist Bernard Wright. Do yourself a favor. Go on to any of the various music sites and listen to a lot more from Snarky Puppy. You won't be disappointed. I have a confession to make. And that confession is that on a weekly basis, I buy lottery tickets. I don't play a whole lot of different lottery combinations. I don't get a whole lot of tickets. But I do participate in the National Powerball lottery and the Mega Millions. And I try to keep it simple. I play just one series of six numbers. That's five numbers and the money ball number. I play those same numbers for both Powerball and Mega Millions. And the Powerball is three times a week, while Mega Millions is twice. So each one of those tickets costs $2. So I'm spending roughly $10 a week on tickets for these two particular games. Now, I know the odds of winning pretty astronomical. I think it's in Powerball, it's like you have a 1 in 3 million chance of winning either one of those. And it's been pointed out that, for example, if you have been buying 2,000 tickets a week since the time of Jesus, there's a better than even chance that you wouldn't have won yet. That's how hard it is to win those particular games. It's extremely long odds. But I still like to play. One, for the thought of winning, but two, because I like to do my part to contributing to the betterment of our society. These particular lotteries are educational lotteries, meaning that the proceeds from these two gaming operations, they go to our educational process, to mentoring and educating our young folks. So in that light, I was wondering how that money was being used, and to what direction those educational dollars were steering our young people to the path of success and enlightenment. So in order to test that, I figured that we do a little challenge with some of our youths that are in school to find out just exactly how far our education dollars are going. So why don't we get some of these young people on the phone and find out exactly what is the byproduct of our education dollars that we put in week to week by purchasing tickets on the education lottery system. Let's try to find out exactly what bang for the buck we're getting for our money. So we have Kayla, a local high school student, on the line. I'm going to ask her a few questions and see just how far our education lottery dollars are going. Good morning, Kayla. Welcome to the TCT Artist Exchange. How are you? What's going on in your life?
Nothing much, really. Yeah.
Okay, so you're out there changing the world, obviously. You are in school, and we're going to ask you just a couple of questions, again, to see how well our lottery dollars are being spent. Okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, some are easy. Some you can just guess. Some even we don't know the answer to, so surprise us. All right.
Okay.
Question number one. What language is spoken by the most people in the world?
Okay.
There are about 7,000 languages spoken in the world, but there is one that's spoken more than any other.
I think it's either Spanish or Chinese, because that country's pretty big.
Actually, this is great. You're partially right. It's Mandarin Chinese. Mandarin Chinese. Fantastic. Well spent education dollars on that question. Okay. All right. Question number two. In the 1300s, what was the Black Death?
You said the what?
In the 1300s, there was something called the Black Death in the world.
It was also known as the Black Plague. It was like the plague that slipped over Europe. It started by like rats.
Wow. Yeah. That's absolutely correct. 2 for 2. What did the ancient Romans use for mouthwash?
What?
What did the ancient Romans actually use for mouthwash? A scope hadn't been invented. Listerine hadn't been invented. So they used something else as their mouthwash. Do you have any idea what that was?
Okay. I don't know. The Romans were weird people.
How weird were they?
I would say either animal or human, like fecal matter.
Very, very close. Very close. I'm impressed. It was actually their own urine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they use pee for the mouthwash. And as odd as that might sound, I'm more curious about the guy who looked in their mouth afterwards and said, yeah, that looks a whole lot whiter. Okay. How did people wake up before the alarm clock was invented?
Okay, my answer has two answers again.
Okay.
Either or. I think one of them, because I know, like, really way back, people would rely on the sun. So, like, natural cues.
Interesting.
Or,
I don't know how well it would have worked if you lived in, like, a cave.
I don't know.
That was a good answer. Not quite the answer we're looking for, but that was a good answer. So,
there was like a job for everyone, like a human service.
A human service.
Yeah, like someone that goes around, hey, wake up.
Okay, let me tell you what the answer was. In the early 1800s, a person would be paid to go around and tap loudly on a customer's bedroom. Okay?
Oh, my God!
You're correct. They were called the knocker-upper. Okay? So they quickly had to find a different definition for knocker-upper. 4 for 4. Okay, so everyone listening, go out and buy a lottery ticket because it's working. It's working. Okay. Okay, what country?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
3 was the first person that flew into space. What country were they from?
In space or on the moon?
In space, into space. The very first human to go into space.
Russia, or the Soviet Union.
Wow. A Russian astronaut named Yuri Gagarin was the first person to go into space. You're absolutely right.
I remember that. I only remember that because of the movie Hidden Figures.
Okay. And the thing about it was he didn't even tell his family that he was going.
Oh, really?
Okay. First person in space. Do you know how much trouble and chaos has to be happening in your household to want to leave the house, go somewhere no one has ever gone before, and not tell anybody? What's the world's longest river?
I'm so bad at geography. Okay, it's either the Amazon River or the Nile River, I think.
It is the Nile.
Oh!
It is the Nile.
I'm so smart.
You certainly are. What are two things that your body can't do? The human body can do a lot of things, but there are two things specifically that the human body cannot do. Do you have any idea what those two things are?
Oh God.
Okay, so maybe you can try this as we say them. Okay? Most people cannot lick their elbows. Can you lick your elbow?
No.
Did you give it a try?
I did.
Okay, I wish we could see that. Okay, but yeah, so the human body, typically you can't lick your elbows. And the other thing is, it's extremely difficult to sneeze with your eyes open.
Really?
Kind of difficult. I don't know anybody that's done it. Okay, moving on. What do you do when you eructate? Eructate, that's E-R-U-C-T-A-T-E. And hopefully you're not Googling this as we throw this question to you. Okay, that's to eructate. Yeah. Eructate is to burp.
What?
That's to burp.
Oh.
So that's the more cosmopolitan title for it, to a root tape. Which has more bones, your hand or your foot?
Wait, I know this.
I hope so. You have both hands and feet, so the answer's on you somewhere.
I think it's the hand.
You're absolutely correct. Yeah, your hand has 27 bones, and the foot has about 26. Wow.
I took anatomy last year.
You did?
Well,
it worked out. Well, apparently you were quite awake during that class. Can you tickle yourself?
It's close to impossible.
Exactly right. It's pretty much impossible to tickle yourself. Okay. Back in 1783, all right, two French brothers, they created the world's first hot air balloon. And they flew this balloon for about 8 minutes on its initial test flight. Okay. They put three animals in the balloon for this test flight. Do you know what those three animals were?
I think I know those.
Really?
I might not know all of them.
Okay.
Maybe two. There was, oh my God, wait. No, it wasn't a chicken. A duck?
A duck was one. A duck was one.
I don't think it was a chicken. It was something like, what's another word for chicken? Okay.
A rooster. That's close enough.
Yes.
A rooster, and
there's one more. Either a cow or a sheep. I know it was one of those two.
Wow, I'm so impressed. It was a sheep. A sheep,
oh,
a rooster, and a duck. Okay, and again, the flight lasted for 8 minutes. The balloon landed. They couldn't find the rooster or the duck, but the sheep was a whole lot fatter. Okay, which is stronger, gravity or a refrigerator magnet? Which is stronger?
Oh my God, I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
Well, if you had to take a guess, and you're allowed to take a guess, what would it be? Which is stronger, gravity or a refrigerator? I love how seriously you're taking these questions. You really want this answer. You are challenged by things you don't really know.
I'm going to say the magnet.
Wow, that is correct.
Oh my God, really?
That's correct.
Oh my God, that took me really
long. I'm starting
to
wonder, are you Googling these questions?
I'm not. I haven't even opened my phone. I'm on speaker.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Fantastic. You're doing extremely well. Two questions left. Okay. What can a butterfly do with its feet?
What?
What can a butterfly do with its feet? I'll give you a hint. It has to do with the senses.
Should I guess? Say it can taste with its feet.
A butterfly can taste with its feet.
What? No.
A butterfly can taste with its feet. I'm convinced either you're Googling or you have a phone a friend right there or something's going on.
A phone a friend?
Yes, you're just doing wonderful. Last question.
Well, it just wouldn't make sense. Like, it can't see with its feet.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a question, then it's not like what else, like.
Okay, so.
So
you thought about it in a practical sense.
Yeah, which one made the most sense?
Okay, and the fact that butterfly could taste with his feet made sense to you.
Well, yeah, because I don't think it can hear with its feet, and it can't see with its feet. Ah. It's already touched feet.
Okay, so the only thing left was taste.
Yeah.
Okay, what about hearing?
No.
I couldn't hear with your feet, especially if you're putting your feet down.
Yeah.
Okay. So, now you got me thinking about butterfly senses. Very good answer. Last question.
Okay.
Who sleeps more, a sloth, a human baby, or a koala?
Oh, God, I don't know. It's not a human baby. Okay. I'll go with sloth, but I think it's koala. But I'm going to go with sloth.
Now, which is it now?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know. Okay, human baby's out the way. 100%.
Okay. So that would leave you with a sloth or a koala.
Aren't koalas known for sleeping?
Is that your answer?
I think so. Okay. Okay.
You are correct. It is a koala.
Oh, my God. I was so scared. Okay. I was like, it's so fun.
I've learned so much from you. So that's you are a prime example of the success of our lottery education dollars. I'm going to continue buying non-winning Powerball tickets in your honor. Okay. I do appreciate you. What else is going on with you?
Nothing much. I have midterms coming up, and that's really it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, you're going to do very well, judging by this little quiz here. You're going to do fantastic. And thank you, Kayla, so much for being on the TCT Artist Exchange today and taking part in our Lottery Education Challenge. And those of you listening, continue to keep buying those lottery tickets, because whether or not you hit the jackpot, at least our educational system is the winner. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Kayla, for participating in the Lottery Education Value Challenge. I think we all learned something by it. And everyone out there, keep on listening to the music. Here on the TCT Artist Exchange. Don't you feel it growing?
thing to say.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.